We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Showtime! How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good Thursday to each and every one of you. Hope that you're healthy and well and doing all right as we head towards the end of this week. Shane Dennis on the other side of the aisle. Chad Chambers in studio producing this Thursday edition of Sports Daily. How you feeling this morning, big fella? You doing okay?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Got the coffee cranked up and got a couple interviews lined up, so we're ready to go.
Nice.
Yep.
Avoiding sniffles, sore throats.
Yeah,
coughing, you know, there's tightness in chest.
There's only been a couple of times I've even gotten close to paranoid. Like, oh,
which is
it?
Pretty easy to do right about these days,
it would
isn't
be.
It?
Yeah. A couple of days ago, something in my throat lasted about 5 minutes or so, but I was like, oh, boy, you know. And other than that, just leaving the windows open too long yesterday, for example, will give you a runny nose or something, but, you know, that's explainable. And knock on wood. Yeah, hanging in there.
Good.
No common cold. Good. Nothing more. Nothing less. And continuing to get my steps in. I'm kind of leveled off at about last 2 days, just a little over 8,000, which is better than normal, but not great.
Yeah.
So we got a little baseline to go with. So I feel like 8,000 is probably going to be at least the floor for me. I can
well, that's
for
a
sure.
that's a great start, especially doing it from scratch. So that's a good effort.
Okay, good.
Really good effort. Yeah.
All right. So we discovered when? Yesterday? Today? Mm-hmm. More news about it. Now we're going to, you and I, if this happens, now it sounds like we're going to have to put our money where our mouths are. Because the NBA and ESPN are finalizing plans to televise a game of horse. Chris Paul, possibly. Trae Young, possibly. Zach LaVine, possibly. And rumored to be maybe Paul Pierce, maybe a couple of WNBA players playing a game of horse. Not the worst idea I've ever heard. Current NBA isolation protocols governing players prohibit them from competing together in the same location. So this isn't even a question of social distancing. All these guys and gals apparently going to have to do it at their houses, either their indoor gyms or their driveway. If they got a goal in their driveway, I don't know what. I assume a handful of these guys and gals have indoor gyms, so they can do it that way. How do we feel about a game of horse for lack of competition or an actual game on TV?
Nah. Whatever.
So no?
No.
So you're not going to watch?
I don't think so. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think that holds anything for me. It's not enough of what they normally do. I mean, anybody can go out and shoot baskets, not like Chris Paul. and Trae Young. I mean,
well, you know, there'll be some behind the backboard stuff and some opposite hand stuff,
sure,
and some hook shot stuff. And I'm sure no dunking will be allowed since Zach LaVine's in it. He's a two-time dunk champion. Let me ask you this, as a TV guy, how unwatchable might it become if they don't tape it beforehand? Because no editing might, you know what I mean, and a series of misses by two or three or four contestants in a row. We're watching people that watch this, if they do, are watching them make these crazy shots, right?
I suppose.
Not editing out the misses. Is that going to make it unwatchable? Be like, I'm off of this? And kind of come over to where you're at, like, no, nah, this isn't really doing much for me?
Okay. Okay, I'm breaking this down.
Mm-hmm.
Look, none of us are like any of these players, but you can shoot a basketball.
But in a game of horse,
you know what I mean?
Yes, I'm with you. I know where you're going with this.
I mean, it's kind of like, of course, Paul Pierce is, you know, a Hall of Fame player, or, you know, I mean, Chris Paul sells insurance, looks at clouds, and can really play, and, you know, but any of us can pick up a basketball and, frankly, can be a fairly good shooter.
Mm-hmm.
What makes them incredible is how they're doing it going up and down the floor with someone in their face, under duress, with time winding down.
And to a lesser degree, their range.
Casually, a lot of people can – Casually, though, a lot of people can shoot a basketball pretty damn well. Don't you think?
If given enough time to work on it, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
But right. This is kind of part of the Twitter question later on, too. You or I potentially could, if given enough time to work on it, maybe perfect a weird trick shot that if you get on a roll, you might be able to put one of these guys out. Yes?
Could be.
Like a behind-the-back flip from about 14 feet off the backboard. I mean,
right.
Conceivably, if you work on that long enough and you nail it, that could be something. Chris Paul, even though, let's be clear, too, that these guys and gals, I guess WNBA people included, they work on crazy stuff as much as they do their free throws. I mean, all you have to do is look at Steph Curry's pregame routine. He's shooting from the tunnel. You know, he's shooting from out of bounds just because he can. So, while it's conceivable that these games will be simply three-point shooting contests, see Trae Young, but they also might be the, you know, offhand, off the backboard, nothing but net kind of calls.
Yeah.
If given enough time, potentially you or I could at least hang with these guys for a little bit.
No, well, I couldn't. You might be able to, but
I'm not saying right now.
No, I hear what you're saying.
I couldn't do it right now either. I haven't shot a basketball.
Like Trae Young shooting from the sideline seated, and I've seen him make that shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, that kind of stuff is cool. That's okay. And like you say, you know, what is it, Bird and Jordan playing horse? You know, I mean, those kind of shots.
The McDonald's commercial, yeah, off the scoreboard.
The McDonald's one, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, off the scoreboard, you know, playing, you know, whatever, down the rail, over the top of the backboard, nothing but net.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, potentially. But I don't know. It would have to be more than just a common game of horse. And of course, the thought would be, well, you've got all of these great players. It will be that.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, you know, is it going to be enough for me to turn over from The Office, which I'm rolling in season 4 on? Nah. Probably not.
Yeah, but you can watch The Office whenever you want.
Well, you got a good point there. Okay. Yeah,
and,
maybe so.
And I guess here's what I'm concerned about is the video quality and the cutting from one to the next. Mark Jones apparently is going to be the play-by-play guy or the host.
Oh,
or
really?
You call it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's so good then.
They're thinking this out pretty thoroughly. I'm not exactly 100% sure on the target date of when this would be televised. They all competed in a NBA 2K20 tournament, video game tournament, last week. So they're going a little stir-crazy, too, along with the rest of us. But, according to Woj, the NBA and ESPN finalizing plans to televise a horse-shooting competition.
It's a good effort, though. I mean, like I said, I don't know
the best
how
they
interested
can do.
I would
be in it.
It's
the best they can do because nobody can get
together.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. I think it's great. Why wouldn't Major League Baseball get three guys, put them in spring training facilities with a batting with a pitcher for batting practice, and have a home run derby?
Well, I'm assuming it's the same premise as why NBA players can't get together. All the padlocks on all the facilities. Nobody
buildings.
Can get together. Yeah, nobody can get around each other. You know what? I think I'd rather watch a game of horse. I've
Do
seen
you?
The home run derby.
Yeah, you're right.
And without a stadium
but you've
full
played
of fans.
Horse.
That's true. And I couldn't hit a ball
we'll
twice out of a ballpark.
Right. No,
but,
I hear
yeah,
you
I can
that.
Play a game of horse.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I think, like I said, I think it's a good effort. And it's not like they could – there's not much more they could do.
Yeah.
So more power to them. We haven't heard much from the NBA, really.
No.
You know?
No, other than individual guys lamenting the fact that they might not get a chance to finish a regular season. LeBron James, the main guy.
I mean, so here's my broader point. Think about how much we've heard from the NFL. You hear stuff from guys all the time.
Mm-hmm. Major League
Baseball,
too.
They get their guys out in front. And whether it's in social media, whether they're making – I mean, I work in a market with four Major League teams, five if you count MLS. And it's Major League Baseball and the NFL, and actually the NFL, frankly, that is getting guys out in front, making guys available, teleconferences, things of that nature. Not even hardly a whimper out of the NBA or NHL. NHL has been a little better than the NBA, but not much. But, man, the NFL, you hear about guys doing things all the time.
Wasn't Drew Brees on
donating
Ellen's
their
show
time, donating their money. Huh?
Wasn't Drew Brees on Ellen's show yesterday or the day before or something like that?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I mean...
Although, if there's nothing to report, I guess, you know, it's better than, well, I don't want to throw Mike Gundy unnecessarily under the bus again, but.
Well, I hear you on that.
It's better than just spouting off like that, but, yeah.
But the NFL gets it. And the more I'm around these leagues and the more that I watch how they work, it's no surprise to me that the NFL is the heavyweight. They just know how to keep themselves relevant. And they never miss an opportunity to do it.
Let me ask you this. Is it just the popularity of the sport and they just facilitate attention? Because we've got to have NFL stuff 365 mm-hmm. days a year. That's not the case with other sports. Why is that? Is it just NFL football itself?
But how have they constructed that? Yeah, think about it. No, you're right. And first and foremost, you're on target with the it's what we're all the most interested in generally anyway. Yes. Is the NFL. The thirst for professional football and the mm-hmm. NFL on Sundays. Yes.
That's at the head of the line anyway. But the way that they market and the way that they remain relevant on an almost week-to-week basis throughout the entire year. So in other words, think about how often you go without hearing something, and it's not necessarily organic, something that maybe the NFL or teams in the NFL or whatever have orchestrated to keep things in the news. It's valuable. And other leagues don't do it. They do it to some degree, but not like the NFL. And the NFL is ahead anyway because of the fact that it's the NFL. But the way that they do their OTAs, their mini camps, the way they space it out and when they space it out, the free agency period, which is huge newsmaker, the draft, how they keep these things segmented, meetings, owners' meetings.
Hard knocks.
I mean, boom.
Don't forget about hard knocks.
I'm telling you, they just keep it going all the time. And it's pretty remarkable. And in a time like this, when there is nothing really, when there's nothing going on, but there's a thirst for things, the NFL is the one that's out there, frankly, doing the most to engage its fans, in my opinion. I mean, look at how excited we are about the draft coming up.
Right. And don't forget about the popularity of fantasy football either.
Totally.
I would venture to say there are more NFL fantasy football owners, GMs, players, whatever you want to call them, than maybe all the other pro sports combined. You got fantasy hockey, you've got fantasy baseball, you got fantasy NBA players, but it's nothing like the popularity of fantasy football.
Of course not.
And that's not the driving factor in the NFL, but it's in there.
It's the game itself. It's fantasy football and the fact that you can bet on it so easily.
That too.
Not
that's
fantasy
a good
football, but betting on football, it's such an easy game to bet on. So,
All right. No, so let's lay out the show for you. We got a good one, we think. Today would have been the first day of the Masters, and we will talk to a guy that has been there and actually played at Augusta National. Former guest of the show about around this time last year, I think, if memory serves, Brent Maycock from the Capital Journal in Topeka. He's a high school beat reporter up there. Also has played Augusta National. If memory serves, he went down there to cover Gary Woodland, I think. But anyway, we'll catch up with Brent and relive his once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play Augusta National. Brent Maycock from the Topeka Capital Journal. And also get his thoughts on, of course, the basketball season that was ended about halfway through the state tournament. And we'll catch up with him, see where he was, what the reaction that he got from players and coaches in addition to playing at Augusta National. The Cindio Twitter question has to do with a horse game. All time at their peak, who would you want as a horse contestant? No dunking allowed, of course. Top of second hour, I'll tell you why I am in love with the Chiefs signing DeAndre Washington. They signed him to a one-year deal, and I think he is a really, really good fit in Kansas City. So I'll tell you why. Top of second hour. And today would have been the first game of a three-game series between Wichita State and Creighton. And with that in mind, we'll take a walk down memory lane with former Shocker first baseman Jason White. He'll join us. We'll talk about our battles with Creighton over the years, his 2 years at Wichita State, and some Shocker baseball nostalgia talk with former slugger Jason White. That's coming up 10:25, and then, of course, on this day, courtesy of Superior Rents. All right, so when we come back, we'll catch up with Brent Maycock, talk about his memories of Augusta National, plus what he thought of the abrupt stoppage of Boys and Girls State Basketball Tournament from the Topeka Capital Journal. We'll talk to Brent when we return.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.